awaits you all with nasty big pointy teeth.
Hold the mirror up to your mouth. It's time to play the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Central Polaris in McKinney on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Ah, yes, it is that time once again for the Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Now, what we're going to do is take the next caller on the one ball line here. That's 214-787-1225. Here's how you do this. You listen to Dunham and Miller every weekday morning. At 7:35, they will throw down a clue to the identity of a Stiff Celebrity, and then sometime later in the day, somebody else will give another clue and your chance to call in and guess who it is on the one ball line. And if you guess the Stiff Celebrity correctly, you will win a vast array of fabulous prizes selected especially for you. So, if that's the case, then let's load them up on the one ball line here and let's play this crazy game. Mike in Mansfield joins us now. Greetings. Hello. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
43.
What do you do for a living?
I work at FedEx.
FedEx. Did you hear the clue this morning on the Dunham and Miller show?
No, I didn't.
Well, would you like to take a guess as to the identity of the Stiff Celebrity?
I believe it's Tex Schramm.
Tex Schramm? Really? See there, Mike? You didn't even need me to give you a clue. You had it all the way, didn't you?
That's right.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, Mike, you're a winner. And do you have any idea what you won?
I have no clue.
Well, good, because neither do I.
No.
Here's what you've won. I found it here. You've won the Tex Schramm prize pack, Mike, which includes Cowboys season tickets.
You are going to go to every single Cowboy home game.
How about that?
Man. Dig it, man. That's great.
Is that a good deal?
You bet.
You happy with that?
You bet.
What does this prove, Mike?
It proves 1310 rocks.
All right, very good. Stay on the line.
And
Dan Paul will deal with you directly here.
It's the contest that just won't die, as we don't want it to.
D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, death, death.
Listen to Dunham and Miller Monday morning at 7:35 for yet another clue in the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Central Polaris in McKinney on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Death is inevitable, and so is the spring contest from The Ticket. Listen every morning at 7:35 for the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes, brought to you by Central Polaris in McKinney and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The tee box will be out at Tennyson Park Golf Course tomorrow morning. That's at Samuel Boulevard and Dolphin in Dallas. They'll be out there from 8 until 10. You can register to win ticket t-shirts. They'll have a couple of very boxy ticket chicks out there, too. And you're going to do this, right?
Yep. I'm filling in for Rick Arnett tomorrow.
All right.
Just like old times, man.
Yes. The natural order of things.
Was the world a better place when I was on the tee box?
Such a better place. The natural order of things will be prevalent once again, and all will be right with the world tomorrow when Cobra rejoins the tee box.
Was it better when I had long hair and did the tee box?
You were a lot more useful then, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, let's get the concert calendar for this week up and running here. This is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Now, to help us through, we have a couple of guests, very special guests.
Very foxy guests.
Yes. The boys, a couple of the boys from Olospo are in here. Nick Ramirez, the man who played a bass.
That's me. Hello.
That's you. How you doing?
Very well.
And the great Chris Holt.
Thank you.
Hi there.
How are you?
Thank
you.
Wonderful.
Great.
They love you, Chris.
Nick is not quite as great as me.
But I'm special.
Pretty good, man.
He's very special.
No, you boys are both special. Now, Olospo has been up here a couple times before. They've been down there in the live room. We would love to have them back, except we can't stand Tom Bridwell's bitching about the electric drums and getting into arguments with me over Mitch Mitchell.
By the way, he did say he wanted to be here tonight, Mike, but he's stuck mixing your second favorite band.
Naked Lunch?
Yes.
Us,
I assume, being the top band on your list.
That's right.
That's what he told me to say, at least.
Well, he's correct about that. So, with that in mind, Olospo back together after a little bit of a hiatus, right?
Yeah, a little six-month breakup.
Mm-hmm. Now, what prompted getting back together?
Cash. I'm just kidding.
Good reason as any.
I think that we kind of decided we wanted to play again. So we decided to just get together and see how it goes. And hopefully it'll go well.
Cool. And it is where?
At the Curtain Club tonight.
The Curtain Club tonight. Everybody go see Olospo at the Curtain Club tonight. Very odd muse that those boys do. Odd yet intoxicating, we must say.
I'm drunk right now.
We're all drunk. All right, now tonight, elsewhere, at the Ridgely Theater over in crazy Fort Worth, Leon Russell.
Leon.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Do you have to ask the question?
No, he'll be
there. Yeah, he's still in it, Corby.
He'll be there.
He's alive?
Yeah.
How old is he? What, he's got to be like 70 or something.
I bet he's close to 70.
I like him, though.
Man, I'd go see him.
Mm-hmm.
I would, definitely.
Well, you should.
Well, yeah. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
What if he's going to sing Up on the Tight Wire?
I'm sure he will.
You ever heard his version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Yeah, I have.
Pretty astonishing. Astonishingly good.
What was his alter ego? Hank?
Hank Wilson.
Hank Wilson.
Yeah, when he turned country.
Yeah.
And he did Hank Wilson's Back.
I used to have that record, that album.
At the Asylum in crazy Fort Worth, Warrant.
Kevin Scott.
Danny.
Sweet.
10 years ago, Danny?
Never liked him.
Danny?
Never liked him.
Come on.
I'll admit to liking worse, but I never liked Warrant.
Why? Pants that said F on them.
Right.
Yeah. So they're actually playing at a venue. It's not a bar mitzvah.
Oh, dear.
I guess. So is that what they did?
Yep.
Is that their song?
The one that they played at Cat's Wedding.
And didn't they do Every Rose Has Its Thorns?
That's Poison.
Poison.
That was Poison.
Oh. See, I can't keep them confused.
That's separate.
I think they're also coming sometime soon.
They're coming here with Kiss.
I seem to recall hearing a radio
spot. In June, I believe.
At Billy Bob's, Jason Boland.
There you go.
Is that from Jason and the Scorchers?
I never heard of him.
I don't know.
Got me.
At Cowboys in Arlington, Ricky Lynn Gregg.
Oh.
Oh, dear, Greggo.
Stole a girlfriend of mine.
For real?
Yeah.
Go kick his ass, man.
You know, he's right, Greggo. This would be a good night for you to exact a little revenge.
Is this a long time coming?
Like 25 years ago when he was in Savvy.
Savvy?
Yeah, he was in that group Savvy.
Was she hot?
Yeah, she was.
Was she wearing brush poppers?
Is she still hot?
The sound you hear is me resigning from this segment. We're going to start that.
At the All Good Cafe, Dave McKenzie.
What's the weirdest animal that's ever been a part of your boot, that your boots have been made of?
Dinosaur.
Shut up.
You've had ostrich.
Mm-hmm.
You've had snake.
Yes. Yep.
Allosaurus.
Cora.
You've had lizard.
Alligator.
Mm-hmm.
You've had gator.
Eel. Gator. I told somebody that one night. Somebody was drunk in a bar one night. I said, man, those are great boots. What are they? I said, dinosaur. Really? I didn't think they had any of those anymore. I go, yeah, they're down there in South America. Elephant.
Oh.
I've had elephant. Elephant. And I had a pair of poodle boots, too.
Stop.
No, you didn't.
Very furry.
At the Rec Room in crazy Fort Worth, right?
You had one made out of an astronaut?
Astronaut. One. Neil Armstrong. NASCAR. Those are my 10 boots.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of writing on them.
Yeah.
A lot of sponsors.
All right.
Is the Rec Room in Fort Worth?
Yes.
Tonight you will see Sorter, Horses, and Meat Hammer.
Sure, it's not soda and horse meat and hammer.
Could be Cobra. I'm just going by what's here.
Okay. That's some good stuff, I gotta say. Sort of.
No, quality. No doubt.
I'll be there, Danny, after my big...
No, you won't, because you've got to come back and do the tea bag.
No, I'll be there. I'll support you.
I'd be there for you, Danny, if I could.
You'd be there on stage.
I would definitely be there on stage.
Because the good Chris Holt filled in for several gigs with us when Mr. Carter was out of town.
Yes, as he will do.
Very capably.
Yes.
Best 2 weeks of my life.
And in some ways, better.
Let's not go there. Come on.
You know, I need a tambourine player in my band.
That Albrecht kid might be in the back of my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, he sucks.
Well, everybody else in that band either has been or will be. At the Barley House, what is this?
Salim Nirala.
Salim Nirala?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
He's good.
He used to, he fronts the Happiness Factor, and he has 3 records coming out this month. There's a big article on him in the Observer.
Three big ones.
Didn't he tour with Rhett Miller?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right. He was Rhett Miller's bass player.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he used to be in the Moon Festival years ago, remember?
Yep.
You remember that band?
I do.
He will be joined by Chemistry Set.
Mm.
At the Curtain Club, the aforementioned Olo Spo and Darla.
No, actually, she's canceled.
She did.
She's sick. There's no Darla?
She's sick.
Yep.
Strep throat.
Yeah. Period.
Pregnant. Hey.
I don't know about that.
3 very unfortunate things.
Now, who is Darla? Is that just one girl, or she got a band or what?
Darla Oates. She does have a band, but she was going to just sing. She was going to perform solo. She's an incredible singer. One of the, she is. One of the best.
So you're confirming she's pregnant on a period.
Here's a clip off her.
That's her big hit. Your big hit. Ouch.
Wait a minute. She's probably going to come
so
punch
wrong.
Me in the face later.
At the Liquid Lounge, Dot Matrix.
Well. The arch rivals of the Snake.
Right. This would be an excellent opportunity for you to make nice with them.
I went to high school with Chad McGibney, the guy.
Is he one of the white guys?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the...
By the specific one
that was cursing at the award show.
Yeah.
By the way, if I may, I would love to say that I was very entertained by the 3 of you at the award show. I thought that was great.
Thank you.
Especially you, Corby.
Thank you.
Yes, especially Cobra.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at Mayfest 2004 at Trinity Park, Grand Funk Railroad.
Wow, you're kidding me.
Mark Farner's still alive?
Hell yeah.
Is it Mark Farner? Is he in this band?
And Don Brewer, the Shocker,
the bong rattling bass of Mel Shocker, the competent drum work of Don Brewer. Come on.
At the, is this the Liquid Lounge?
No, it's Liquid.
Oh, Liquid.
Yep, Liquid in Dallas.
Okay, at Liquid in Dallas. Is this for real?
It's what it said in the morning news.
All right, at Liquid in Dallas, Boy George.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Grego.
Is his gay lover, the drummer, going
to
be there playing?
Why
don't
you do that to me? Why are you throwing me under the bus? I never said I liked Boy George.
Well, you were a big Culture Club fan.
No, not really.
Why were you singing
Culture
I'll Tumble
Club was
for
not
you
that
earlier?
Bad.
You know what? They had something.
They did.
I don't
they
know
were
what.
Not that bad.
I bet you were very anti-Culture Club, though.
I was?
Back in your boot scooting days.
Mm-hmm.
I never really cared for them either way. Never knew if they were good or bad. I just never listened to them.
Can't really recall any of their songs being good. I mean, Karma Chameleon.
What was the first one that made it big? It was kind of slow.
Do you really want to hurt
me?
Yeah.
That one's probably the best.
That's
one.
Not a bad song.
Now that one's probably the one that it crosses over.
Church of the Poison Mind. That didn't do anything for you.
Oh, I remember that.
Is that an album or a song?
Mm-hmm.
It's a song.
I don't remember that.
That one was kind of
Time. That didn't do anything for you.
I don't remember that one.
Time won't give me time.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
At Gillies, Blackhawk.
Down?
Blackhawk.
Just garden variety Blackhawk, I guess.
Yeah.
At Trees, Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
At the Tea Room Ballroom, Super Diamond.
Is that a Neil Diamond band or something?
I don't think so. Their picture doesn't. They look like a young rock band.
At Rubber Gloves, the farewell show of Little Grizzly.
What?
This is sad to me.
Yeah.
They're breaking up.
Yep.
You know, that's our old intern's band.
Yeah, that's right.
The fake
Bruce Valanche.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all say. We're breaking up. They'll be back in 6 months.
I hope so. I like Little Grizzly.
At Nookie Alive, Slipknot.
Slipknot.
Cat?
You know, there's an article in Rolling Stone It's actually a decent article in Rolling Stone this past week about how that music is slowly fading away.
What kind of music is it?
That's a shame.
Bad.
Scream rap metal in costumes.
It's kind of like Gwar meets Kiss.
At the Tea Room Tea Room. Why was that printed twice?
Well, the Gypsy Tea Room has a ballroom and a tea room. The tea room's the smaller room.
Okay.
Because there's two shows going on Saturday at the Gypsy Tea Room. I just wanted to differentiate.
Okay, the Tea Room Tea Room. The Riverboat Gamblers. And at the Double Wide, Death Ray Davies.
All right.
Good stuff.
Mike Ray Davies.
Right. What a big night for him.
And Kevin, the professional tambourine player.
Sunday at the Tea Room, Avenged Sevenfold, My Chemical Romance, The Beautiful Mistake, Anatomy of a Ghost.
Greg, are you going to be at that?
Probably not.
I don't know any of that.
Would be my guess.
That is four bizarre names, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
You think that's going to be hard rock?
It's going to be true.
Are you asking me?
Avenged Sevenfold.
At the Dream World Music Complex, 12 Stones, Skillet, and Pillar.
There's too many venues.
Are there?
Yeah. Well, and too many bands.
Be glad you're not doing the show in Austin.
At Love and War and...
Sure. That's a restaurant.
At what?
That's like having somebody play at
Chili's.
Well, Jesse Dayton will...
Ooh, Grego.
A restaurant.
Right, Greg.
Well,
if you want to peruse his fine work, you can Sunday.
Well, I wish Jesse well.
Monday at Bass Hall, Susan Tedeschi and Taj Mahal.
No.
Wow.
What?
Taj Mahal.
No.
They're good.
Is that Bill doing it?
Susan Tedeschi?
Yeah.
She's a...
She's a Wailing Blues bitch.
Yeah.
Whoa! Come on, man! Damn.
She is. God.
She's married to this guy who's like Michael? 10 years younger than her, too.
That's Derek Trucks,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
She's married to Derek Trucks?
Yeah.
Really?
The Allman Brothers.
Wow. Maybe she has something.
At the Barley House, Shibboleth.
I will be there.
Tuesday at Nookie Alive, I mean, P.O.D.
Whether they're playing or not, I'd probably be there anyway. What?
P.O.D.
Mm-hmm.
At Nookie Alive? No?
Do we ever figure out what that stands for?
Paid on delivery.
Poop on demand.
Payable on death.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah, I heard a song.
You familiar with them?
Didn't like it.
You familiar with them?
P.O.D.?
P.O.D.? Yeah.
No.
Pray done.
Actually, that was aimed more at Kevin Scott than you boys.
Yeah, I went to see, they came to town with Linkin Park. And me and the sports Cretan went and saw them.
Oh, okay.
The guy, he has these dreadlocks.
What a night that must have been.
That dude's wild on stage. He's got dreadlocks. He runs around banging his head all over the place.
That's not a venue we'd see you boys at, would it be?
Mm.
Linkin Park and P.O.D.?
Probably not.
Mm.
I don't think so.
I think you can't be 18 or over and get into shows.
At the Tea Room Necromantics. Is that a Romantics cover band?
I don't think so.
That'd be a short set, man.
Wednesday at the Galaxy Club, Bile.
Good name.
There's a name.
Good name for a band.
Bile. At Rubber Gloves, Robotnica.
Devil Went Down to Georgia, Uneasy Rider, Broad Street, Pee Your Pants. I am. I'm trying to. Small private school in the Midwest. Keep them coming. Going to the Grand to a movie tonight. Good point. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. I am. I'm trying to.
Why was this?
Denny, examine it.
Why was this band even mentioned, Greg?
Pee Your Pants.
He was so excited when he saw a robot on the airport.
Fry Street, NASCAR.
At Pegasus Plaza, Vallejo.
I never thought it could happen to me.
Okay.
At the Tea Room, Pleasant Grove and the Red Thread.
Red Thread?
Red Thread.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's another high school buddy.
I knew those guys.
What do they do? Because that's kind of a big
Mike
show.
Mike Byford played in
we played our first band together in high school. How do you characterize it? I don't know.
I remember playing a couple of shows with them 5-6 years ago. They've been around for a while, but I don't remember too much about it. I remember there was this one guy who was the front man. He's pretty animated.
Quite. What, Corby?
Thursday at the Curtain Club, Great Big C. At Clearview, Trip Fontaine. And at the Reconsider Lounge, Mexicans love soccer. Teddy gave me the clap and taint bruiser.
Teddy gave me the clap?
I think we can use that second one in the future.
All right, everybody go see Olospo tonight
at
the Curtain Club. Yeah. Boys, good to see you both as always. Down there tonight.
Thank you, Mike. We'll try.
Thanks,
Mike. Let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.